In today's video, I'm going to share how you can become anti-fragile. And by that, I mean you can become the type of person who can not only withstand stress, but you can actually become stronger and better because of it. And by the end of this episode, I'm going to walk you through the exact questions that you need to ask on a daily or weekly basis to actually make that mindset shift. And this episode was inspired by one of my client meetings last week where I'm working with one of my clients, and he's in a profession, he's a trader, where he needs to perform every single day. And if he's not at his best, he ends up losing thousands or tens of thousands of dollars for the fund. And it's also the flip of that. If you perform really well, you gain tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands for the fund. And so this is a profession where performance is required on a daily basis, and you need to be highly disciplined. You need to be operating at a very high level mentally, and you need to be like just really operating at your best. But you can imagine when you have setbacks like that, it can be really hard to separate your mindset from your performance. And so what we talked about in that session was this concept of becoming fragile versus anti-fragile. So I think everybody understands the concept of being fragile, right? If you think of if you're carrying something or moving something like in a box and somebody says, hold on, be careful, that like that's fragile. Like it's got some china in there. It's got some glass. It's got something. Like when you're holding it, you're holding something that's fragile. You really don't want it to break and you just don't want to mess up. But as I mentioned, anti-fragile is a term that comes from a book called Anti-Fragile, Things That Gain from Disorder by Nassim Nicholas Taleb. And he describes it as, it refers to the ability of a system or an individual to not only withstand stress and adversity, but thrive under such conditions. And the reason why this is top of mind for me is because I really believe it's my job as a coach to help my clients and help anybody who is a part of my audience and my community. It's my job to help you adopt a mindset of being a lifelong learner. And to me, being a lifelong learner means that you learn from every single experience that you have in your life, and you do that forever. And that work like doesn't really ever stop. It's a natural curiosity. It's this ability to just learn from everything that comes your way. And so it's not just my job to help people adopt a mindset of lifelong learning. It's also like I want to try and transfer this mindset of becoming anti-fragile to my clients as well, to where you can say, like, regardless of what happens, you can try and shift into learning, into gratitude, and ultimately into action, which helps you become better. So I mentioned that this thought process is inspired mainly by two different books. One of those is the one by Nicholas Taleb, which is Anti-Fragile, but the other one, which I've talked a lot on this channel and on this podcast, which is Gap in the Game by Dr. Benjamin Hardy. And you know, if you're listening to this or if you're watching this, you're probably the type of person that is a lifelong learner. You're the type of person that wants to become your best. And so if you really want to adopt this anti-fragile mindset, then this is how you can do that. And I really believe the first thing is to really try and adopt this mindset and this belief that everything that happens to you is working in your favor via a lifelong learning mindset. So a lot of times the things that in the moment that we feel like are setbacks, if we really give it time and we reflect, sometimes those are some of the best things that can actually happen to us long term, because the pain that you experience in a short term is almost like a signal to your brain and to your mind to learn and to change your behavior because of that. That's really why it can feel so painful in the short term. And so if you really adopt the belief that everything that is happening to you is not just happening to you, it's happening for you, then that means that we can learn from everything that comes our way. And really the core belief is almost the foundation for it. But even if you don't believe that, you can shift into that belief by adopting this question and reflection mindset. And the first question to ask yourself is to just ask, what did I learn from this? And then the second question is, how am I going to turn this learning into action? So This is exactly what I did with my client on Friday, where he had a couple of good days on Monday, Wednesday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then Thursday and Friday were bad days. In air quotes. These were days where he wasn't as disciplined. He ended up losing money in the market. And naturally, that can drain you, drain your personality, drain like your mindset, can hurt your self-confidence. And so what we did is we just talked through the whole week. And I said, what did you learn from this? That was the first thing we talked through. Like, what are all of the things that you learned from this? And this led to some really powerful results. One of the things that he realized is he didn't optimize for one of the most important aspects of his trading, and that was towards the end of the trade. A lot of his time and a lot of his preparation was spent on figuring out which ones to get into, but there wasn't as much work and strategy planned for getting out of them. So that was one thing. Another thing is he just realized he needed to take more breaks. A lot of times he was just getting kind of emotional and trying to make emotional decisions. And when you're making emotional decisions in a career, a profession like this, it can really actually hurt you more than help you. And so then we started to talk about what are some of these things that we've learned. And then the next question is, how are you going to apply this learning into action next week? And that's when he realized that he's going to spend more time prepping, not just for getting in, but for getting out of trades, and start to set some alarms to take a break throughout the day so that his mind is fresh. And from the beginning of the call to the end, after going through these different questions, you can just see when you're working with somebody how much lighter they feel, how much they almost feel like stronger and better because of it. And that is the power of becoming anti-fragile. It's the power of really believing that everything that happens to you is something that can actually make you better in the long run. And so they seem like really simple questions and they seem like really simple shifts, but you really need to have the intention to ask yourself the right questions. You really need to just set aside the time in order to do that. And so that's really like what this whole episode is all about. It's really just about taking the time and the intention to ask yourself the right questions to shift into an anti-fragile mindset in an anti-fragile state. So as I bring it back to you, really, if you want to adopt this anti-fragile mindset, here's what I want you to do. I want you to ask these questions either at the end of the week or even at the end of the day. And the first question is, what did I learn from this? Referring to any experience. You can even just say, what did I learn today? And then how am I going to translate this learning into action? If you consistently adopt this mindset of everything that is happening to me is actually going to help me, it's actually helping for me, and you get into a regular habit of asking yourself these two questions, you will become anti-fragile. Every challenge that appears is going to become a lot easier, and you're just going to gain a lot more confidence in the pursuit of your goals, which is ultimately what this is after. If you're interested in doing this type of a momentum kind of coaching session with me, where we talk through your performance at work, we talk through any challenges that you're experiencing, and we start to actually apply this anti-fragile mindset into your everyday life, then just go ahead and send me a message on Instagram. You can comment on this video or go ahead and book a call in the link below, and we'll love to help you build an anti-fragile mindset. So see you guys in the next one.